The fellows come from varied backgrounds. One is a doctor, someone else a web designer, and another has been a TV actor. But Federal Chief Technology Officer Todd Park says they're all working toward one goal.
A new initiative that is bringing 18 incredibly talented private sector innovators from across America to DC to work with our best innovators for 6 months on 5 high impact projects. These projects promise to support entrepreneurs, small businesses, job growth, and the economy, while also significantly improving the ability of the federal government to serve the American people.
One of those projects is Blue Button for America. The goal is to connect veterans, service members, and other Americans with their health records electronically. Peter Levin is the Veterans Affairs Chief Technology Officer.
The days of having to schlep around a suitcase, well, I've seen pictures of this, schlep around a suitcase full of the medicines you've taken, your surgical history, the immunizations you and your kids have had, the films of your radiological studies, all that stuff is about to move from physical atoms to electrons as we're going to put it in the cloud.
VA has been working on Blue Button for 2 years. Levin says the fellows will help VA spread the technology to other agencies and the private sector.
We took that file and we said it's available to you, and we've done it now 1 million times. So just a few days after President Obama's announcement, not only did the VA make their Blue Button available, so did CMS, so did DOD, and shortly thereafter, a lot of our private sector partners are now making their Blue Buttons available too. Now today, fast forward 2 years later, thanks to Director Barry's leadership, all the carriers of federal health insurance, all the people that insure all the folks that work for the federal government, they're gonna make a Blue Button available. Thank you very much.
The White House hopes projects like Blue Button will help the federal government catch up with the private sector on innovation. Jeff Zients is acting director at the Office of Management and Budget.
The best metric is some work done by McKinsey, which says that the federal sector has grown productivity, but slower than the private sector. So there is a gap, a productivity gap, between how the federal sector has increased its productivity across the last couple decades and what the private sector has done. We all know that it's wrong to assume technology is the answer and lead with technology, but technology at the same time has been at the center of those productivity gains. And we need to close that productivity gap. So central to productivity, to closing that productivity gap, is improving innovation and technology in the federal government.
And that's exactly where the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program comes in. John Barry is the director of the Office of Personnel Management.
Bill Joy, a co-founder of Sun Microsystems, pointed out what is now known as Joy's Law. No matter who you are, most of the smartest people work for somebody else. Now, while we have great teams in the government already, and that was proven once again last week with the successful landing of the Mars rover, which was a phenomenal success, there are also a lot of really smart, talented folks in the private sector, in academia, and in the nonprofit world. And what if we were to team some of these best innovators outside of government with some of our brightest innovators inside of government? Just imagine what we might accomplish.
Another project in the Fellows Program aims to make it easier for agencies and tech startup companies to connect. Sean Green runs the Investment and Innovation Programs at the Small Business Administration.
Startups don't have dedicated teams to help navigate the federal procurement process. And at its core, we have a problem when the process for $150,000 software procurement works the same way that it does for $150 million procurement. More broadly, as we think about the problem, what we see is a fundamental gap between the innovative startups and federal buyers. So how do they find each other, right? Most federal buyers don't hang out on TechCrunch to find out what's the latest and what's happening with innovative startups. The startups don't hang out on FedBizOps or Federal Register. Even if they know where to find each other, what we're seeing is they speak different languages.
Green's Presidential Innovation Fellows will help SBA set up an online marketplace for tech firms and agencies. Another project in the Fellows Program aims to eliminate cash from certain government transactions. Mara O'Neill is the Chief Innovation Officer at USAID. Her agency developed a project called Mobile Money.
We are prouder still that the White House wants to expand this initiative across the U.S. government, like the Department of Defense, which has said that it needs to get cash off the battlefield to keep our soldiers safe. In Afghanistan, where police officers began to get paid through mobile money instead of a series of cash payments, they discovered that they had a 30% raise. They thought they got it actually from the mobile money company. But in fact, that was actually the amount of sticky fingers that were happening from the time the cash was deployed to the time they got it in their hands.
Also in the Fellows program, federal CTO Todd Park is trying to put more agency data out for public consumption. He says the goal is to boost the economy, and he says it's already working.
Government ran a similar play in the 80s when President Reagan began the process of liberating access, civilian commercial access, to the global positioning system, GPS, which of course now has spawned everything from navigation systems to precision crop farming to Foursquare on your iPhone and everything in between. In fact, actually last year alone, it's estimated that civilian and commercial access to GPS created $90 billion of value for the American economy.
In all, more than 700 people applied for the Innovation Fellows program. The 18 selected will stay in Washington for the next 6 months, working to launch their projects. At the White House, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.